This episode of the Altcoin Podcast is brought to you by our partners over at MEXC. If you use the link down below, you get no KYC without the need for a VPN here in the U.S. and elsewhere. Plus, you get zero maker fee and only 0.03% taker fee and tons of free weekly trading competitions. It's the exchange I use and the one I would recommend. Now, on to the episode. So the Norwegian financial crimes agency, Akram, has seized a portion of the funds stolen in the Axie Infinity Ronin hack. The agency managed to recover 60 million krona, which is nearly $5.9 million in stolen cryptocurrency, making it the largest crypto seizure ever made by Norwegian police. And this is a significant breakthrough in the investigation and into last year's attack on Sky Mavis and its game Axie Infinity. At least 10% of the $622 million worth of crypto stolen in the attack has already been recovered by investigators with assistance from blockchain analytics firm Chain Analysis. The theft occurred on March 23, 2022, involving a sophisticated hack of the bridge between Axie Infinity's Ronin sidechain and the Ethereum mainnet. The hacker needed the private keys for at least 5 of the 9 validator nodes to access the funds held in the bridge's wallet. And shortly after the exploit, U.S. officials linked North Korean hacking group Lazarus with the Ethereum wallets used to carry out the attack. The attacker didn't hold the funds in those wallets for very long, leaving just $376 by April 4th. And the hacker tried to obfuscate the origin of the coins by routing through intermediaries such as the now shuttered privacy protocol Tornado Cash. However, investigators have shown their ability to track funds on-chain using advanced tracking tools. Akram is good at following money, said First State Attorney Marianne Bender in the statement. She went on to say, this case shows that we also have a great capacity to follow the money on the blockchain, even if the criminals use advanced methods. And this breakthrough in the investigation is due to the collaborative efforts of Norwegian and American law enforcement agencies. They said, we are working with FBI specialists on cryptocurrency tracking. She went on to say, this kind of cooperation between countries makes us stronger as a society in the fight against digital profit-motivated crime. And Axie Infinity was founded in 2018 by Alexander Leonard Larson and Jeffrey Joe Zierlin. Larson was previously a co-founder of the game development company Narvison Gaming, while Zierlin has experience as a senior product manager at Facebook. The game is based on non-fungible tokens or NFTs and allows players to collect, breed, and battle creatures called Axies. It has gained immense popularity in recent years and has become one of the most successful blockchain-based games ever, with a thriving ecosystem of players and developers. And it's great to see that law enforcement agencies are making progress in fighting against cybercrime. The collaborative efforts of multiple agencies, along with the use of these advanced tracking tools, can go a long way in recovering stolen funds and bringing these cyber criminals to justice. And trade-wise, I'm not currently in a trade for Axie Infinity. I don't hold it in spot either. My little AI algo gave the signal to short Axie at 4:45 a.m. this morning before PPI came out, so my algo knows something that I don't. So short term, I'd be obviously short. I pretty much just trade that system no matter what the logic tells me anymore until it doesn't work. And right now the invalidation would be 11:11, but I'd target all the way down to 9:90 unless anything changes. Obviously, none of that is not financial advice. But anyway, that's just kind of what the math is telling me on Axie right now. And, you know, Axie still has a $3 billion fully diluted market cap. So I can certainly, you know, logically see it coming down a bit, retracing before it comes back up if you're bullish on Axie long term. I'm not super bullish on, you know, crypto games like an Axie that are kind of a hits type of business, similar to like the Zynga model, but you know, I probably prefer like a Gala that's more similar to like a Zynga model than a standalone game like Axie, unless they're branching out into other games that I don't know of. But any standalone kind of hits business type game, I think, is going to be short-lived because nothing, you know, certainly in gaming lasts forever. But holy crap, I've gone way over 3 minutes. I will hit stop recording and talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.